Listeners know that prosecuting murder cases well is something this podcast takes very seriously. The reality that the conviction rate on murders in Chatham County dropped by 60% in the last 4 years is terrifying. Do you think that there is anything, any subject that really needs to be addressed in this campaign that we've missed?
Yeah, so I think there's a lot of things that need to be addressed.
Okay.
Because, you know, when we talked a little bit about the things that had occurred within the DA's office and people being out on bond and people committing crimes and the DA's office not filing any of the motions to revoke bond and those things. But, you know, the thing that people don't understand is that when the previous administration had cases, and this is under Meg, and they were very open about what happened with their cases. They were very forward with, this is what the conviction rate is. And then in that time, you had a 95% conviction rate for murder cases. And then you yep. get a 2 years down the road, WSB did a story on it, and it was in 2022. They basically showed that the DA's office in Chatham County had one of the lowest murder conviction rates. And the conviction rate was 32.5%. That means two out of three murder cases, two out of three of them were either reduced, given probation, or acquitted.
Whoa.
And we used to have 95% of those people not
convicted of murder.
Yes, they were convicted of murder.
And yeah, I do want to clarify something too. You know, that there's been talk, and it is a talking point for the present DA to talk about her in conviction integrity unit. These are convictions that have been upheld, these murder convictions that we're talking about, upheld by the appellate courts, upheld, you know, on post-conviction motions, all of those things, because we were doing it right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what happened? What happened?
I don't know what happened. And that's the thing. I feel like when you have brand new prosecutors go into the office and they don't know how to prosecute a murder case, they don't know what evidence to look for, and you've lost that institutional knowledge that you had there where you can say, look, no, I know why this investigated this, and this is the path that he took, and this is why this is good.
And you can explain it to a jury.
And you can explain it to a jury. And if you don't have that institutional knowledge, and you don't talk to your investigator, and you don't talk to your police officers about why they did this, and why is the search warrant here, and this, and why didn't we do it on this? People think that you're hiding something, but you're like, no, this is the reason we do this, and this is why this conviction is good, and this is why you can do it this way. When you lose that institutional knowledge, you lose those convictions.
Well, and you have people that don't, you know, the law isn't super clear on a whole lot of stuff. You yeah. have to actually learn it. And
yes.
some of it, most of it, you have to learn on the job.
Yeah.
You know, you have to get in there and be confronted with some very specific situation to actually have learned the area of the law that applies.
Or have an experienced prosecutor to go to that knows
Who's
about
been
those
there?
Things.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, I had that. Yeah.
No. I had one of those things.
Well, I've screwed that up before.
Yeah,
don't
exactly.
do this.
Don't do this. Don't say that.
Because we've all done it. And I don't want to give the impression that just because you have experience, you're perfect. You're not. No. You're not. You just know how to handle crises when they come up and you keep your head, you know?
Yeah.
While the present Chatham County District Attorney wants to claim that the drop in the conviction rate is the fault of the police or the community, the responsibility to bring good cases and know how to present them in court is hers, and she's failing at it. Vote for change in November. Vote for Andre Pretorius.